Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Bob the Builder, and here is what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, there are going to be problems with my wife if I take your advice. She wanted to go for dinner recently. I told her I didn't think I was paid from work yet. I don't like using credit cards for no good reason, and my debit card would be declined because I didn't have a balance big enough to pay for the meal. Yet she insisted we go. I figured that if my card got declined, she would be too embarrassed to pull a stunt like that again. We ate, I went to pay while she ate dessert, and the card was declined. I sat back down and told her. She held my hand and told me she was having a wonderful time, and not to spoil it. So I settled the bill in cash. She then went back to happily eating her ice cream. Back home, she wanted to have some fun in the bedroom. Not what I planned, but I'm not complaining. Back when we first met, she was dressed in goth styles. She cares about her parents not to take things too far, but that is the only reason. When she was younger, she wanted to study something they didn't see a point to. She was told if she wanted to make her own choices, she could pay for it herself, and she did just that. Her parents were pretty much my house, my rules, and if you didn't like it, get out. And for the most part, she was fine with it, with a lot of rules until she was not. So she moved out 2 days after her 18th birthday. Her parents never figured out she had the audacity to call their bluff. As far as the extended family knows, she moved out because of school. Her parents even bought all the stuff for her new place. She didn't even ask them to. This is what I mean when I say that a lot of things she does are hard to explain. She can be subtle about strong-arming people. We went to meet up with 30 people or so and we headed out to lunch. She asked if the orange juice was fresh. The whole table heard the waiter say that it was fresh. One sip and she called the waitress back. There was a lot of back and forth until they actually brought her a bottle to point out that it was actually fresh. She took out her wallet, put down her money for the drink, and said, well, if that's supposed to be fresh, then she would not be eating, but that she was more than happy to see how everyone else's food was going to turn out. After a bit of staring, everyone paid for their drinks and got up to leave. She had everyone out in 5 minutes. They felt bad for how she was treated, so she got to pick the next place. People even offered to pay for her. She dragged everyone to a spot that she likes, still making sure that everyone had a good time. She really knows how to make the best out of the chaos. Your advice would have been great if she actually cared about reputation and embarrassment. It is hard to discipline someone when they don't even know what they care about, and they seem to be a few steps ahead. I'm not worried about my wife. She's willing to play by the rules. We never had any issues on that front, because our son is very similar to her personality. I think it'll be harder to steer him in the right direction. The boy manages to charm adults pretty similarly, and even his own mother. I'm a bit concerned. Any advice? Well, Bob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your wife probably knows you well enough to know that you carry enough cash to pay for things, so that's probably why she wasn't worried that you didn't have enough money in your bank account to cover dinner with your debit card. That you complaining about not having enough money is like a hypochondriac complaining about their health. Odds are you're cheap and don't actually want to spend it. As you should be if you don't have enough in your checking account to pay just one night out. I think you need at least $2,000 or $3,000 in there instead of literally living paycheck to paycheck. Well, you asked for a suggestion and my imaginary one is to build a time machine and tell yourself not to get married. Thank God that I have precognitive dreams warning me about what would happen if I ended up with certain women. I sort of feel like Doctor Strange in Infinity War scanning the multiverse while I'm sleeping to find the one reality where I win. You're the one that's going to have to accept all the relationship stress you have at this point. It's probably just cheaper to keep her, even with an empty checking account. Also, don't show her any weakness that you couldn't actually pay when you actually had the cash in your wallet. Also, what do you mean, how bad she was treated? She treated the waitress at that dinner horribly by demanding fresh juice and making a scene about it. The 30 people you went to dinner with left because they probably felt uncomfortable the way she treated the waitstaff. So they paid for their drinks and got the hell out of there, in a hurry, in case someone ended up spitting in their food. Then they paid for her food in the next restaurant so she wouldn't make another scene. Maybe that was all her manipulative plan in the first place. It's not that she cares about embarrassment. She sounds like she cares about herself and is willing to inconvenience you and the waitstaff with no regard for other people's feelings. As for any advice about your son, if he's anything like his mother, charming and manipulative, then you're going to have your hands full. Soon you'll be simping for him too. Your wife certainly does sound like a cold goth queen. Even the situation where she moved out of her parents' house, suddenly she made them feel bad for leaving home. so they bought her all new stuff. That's probably why they helped her out, because they felt bad and probably didn't want her to leave so suddenly. They had to deal with the grief of their daughter leaving. It's cruel and cold. Bob, to me it sounds like you have a problem identifying female manipulation. Now your son might be trying to manipulate you, but nowhere near to the same level as the woman you're married to. The reason I titled this video Don't Get Married is because I'm sick and tired of hearing guys deal with women sucking up their time, money, emotional, and mental energy. Think of how much better a man's life would be if he didn't actually have to think of all those things a woman is doing to him. But I don't blame you because you love her, and when a man's in love, his own biology blinds him from all of her bad behaviors. Even if he does see and understand her behaviors, he will tolerate them because of that love. Once a man sobers up from the alcohol of love, he can never tolerate this sort of crap again. You, of course, probably have to, because the last thing you want is your kid growing up in a broken household. And if you leave and he already has the self-centered tendencies of his mother, then it's possible he might become a violent criminal. Because while women take out their frustrations on people around them emotionally, frustrated men are more likely to take their frustrations out on others physically. The trick is to take destructive and aggressive male behavior and channel it towards being constructive with it. For example, when I was growing up and people were teasing or bullying me, I took all that negative energy and worked out for 2 hours a day. Then the same people that bullied me told me to stop doing the roids, which I wasn't even doing. They couldn't believe that I was getting natural gains like that. The same with academics. I couldn't compete with people socially, so I competed with grades as well as in photography, music, and the arts. It wasn't about gaining status. It was about making the haters envious. I wanted to show them that they couldn't destroy me and my self-esteem, and that I marched to my own drum. Get your son into something competitive so that instead of taking out his hostility towards you, he channels it towards others. You don't want him going out with his future girlfriends insulting the waitstaff like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. Maybe other people can pitch in here and tell me if they get a psycho vibe from Bob's wife, and that he actually can't see it because he loves her too much. As for what I mentioned earlier, if you want revenge against psychos and bullies, then the best thing you can do is live well and let them see it, but don't rub it in their face. My instincts are also telling me that that's the right way to do things. But there's also a part of me saying to stay invisible from your enemies, because the wealth inequality is increasing and people are getting more and more desperate, which means they might just take their frustrations out on you for living the good life. Bob, so if your son becomes successful, I think that in the future it's going to be increasingly important not to be flashy. But that might be impossible for him if he's narcissistic. Your wife might not be flashy, but she likes to assert her social dominance over you and people in the service industry. Sorry, I can't remember what you said about her in previous videos because my brain is toast. As for your wife, I think the reason she was the way that she is because of her parents in the first place. They had a specific idea of her future, and she stood up for herself and did what she wanted regardless of their wishes. She could have been more diplomatic and just changed majors once she got into university. For example, I took new media in university, but it was in the film and photography building. Then I worked in television. My parents didn't even know I took philosophy, the future of technology, film history, and other things that had nothing to do with my major. 90% of the education I received was from electives and not my core curriculum. But your wife seems a little bit too disagreeable, direct, and hot-headed. And I wouldn't be surprised if you had to help her when she moved out with money and emotional support. You didn't mention how she was able to pay for her rent and food. Maybe she duped her parents to pay for some or all of it. I wish you would have sent me more information. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob the Builder for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you smashed your wife after she smashed all the money in your bank account. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that are too much in love to see the truth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.